So Jordan Tansey has come in on loan. What can you tell us about the details of that deal? Is it till the end of the season or a bit shorter?
No, it's an initial month loan. We'll address that as we're going along. Obviously, he's Wakefield's player. We're thankful for Michael Carter and the Wakefield club for allowing this to happen. So we've been chasing him for a couple of weeks now. It's finally happened this week. So it enables us to have a natural fullback and enables some other people to go back to some more natural positions.
He's a versatile player. Is the plan to play him at fullback, or is that versatility?
Initially we're probably a week or two away from getting Jarrett Simpson fit as well. So it's if Jarrett had been fit this week, we might not have even thought and brought in Jordan in, but we have done so. We've just got to make sure that he fits into our systems and structures, does the right things, gets his behaviours right, and which I'm sure he will do, because he knows he's got a good opportunity here.
He's training with the boys on Wednesday. How fit is he? Because he's naturally played for Wakefield this season.
He's been playing in their reserves, or the 23s, whatever you want to call it. So he's had some game time under his belt. So he's a very, very smart and instinctive player, and I'm sure he can get himself through a game.
Available for Sunday then? Or
yeah, he's available for selection. He'll be in there and around the mix, and we've got another 2 days of training after today, so we'll assess that as we're going along.
Good stuff. I know you must be sick of talking about injuries, but Daniel Smith got injured in the last game against Leeds. What's the update on him?
Oh, there's no real update at the moment. The swelling on the foot is that bad that there's no real conclusive evidence to say what he's done wrong. So he's seen a specialist. He's been scanned and x-rayed. They just want our medical at the moment working the backsides off to try and get that swelling down so we can get a more clinical decision. So there's nearly nothing to report of them, though he's not available for this week, and we've got to try and get that swelling down to make sure we can get a correct diagnosis.
How about players coming back? Is it a bit more positive on that front?
Yeah, we've had more and more people training. We've got 25 trained today, so we've still got a lot of young fellas in there, and obviously a new recruit coming in, like we said, but Joe Wardle's trained fully this week, Kyle Wood's trained fully, and so has Earl Crabtree, so along with Jordan Tansey as well. That's four potential experienced players that we can bring back.
Danny Brough stuck his hand up and played against Leeds. How's his injury? Is he okay to play on Sunday?
Yeah, he's fine. Yeah, he was always planned that he'd probably get his game against Leeds, and that's what happened. So he did it tough, did Bruffy, with only having the one half back out there. And so, but hopefully this week we can have two genuine halves and a full back out there. So it should be better for him this week.
It's been a very difficult period with all the injuries you've had, having to play younger players. Is this something that perhaps later in the season you might see the benefits from, you know, to that time in the young players' legs, and also maybe a bit of freshness from the senior players?
Yeah, potentially. You want to get that freshness in the correct way, not through injuries though, in regards to your senior blocks. You want to try and manage their loads and make sure they're fresh at the right time of the year. It could work that way, but unfortunately crystal ball's broke this week, so it could and it couldn't. We've got to make sure that when we get players back and we can bring people in, that we do the right thing with them, we manage them, we do our training, and we do it without the risk of injury and be smart in what we do. So that's probably a better way of keeping people fresh towards the end of the year, and a little bit of squad rotation, which can help us now, because I've got no fear in playing a lot of younger blokes.
Tyler Dickinson got about a quarter of an hour against Leeds, I think it was. How do you think he got on, and what's his future like in the game?
He's got a future, obviously. He's a young player here at the Giants, and he's a young British player and somebody we want to keep hold of long term. So him getting some time, regardless of how long it was, is a benefit for him and a good experience for him, because he's been doing it tough playing Championship 1 for Keighley, and it's been a good... The Championships and the Championship 1 is a real good breeding ground for young players, especially because Super League clubs at the moment, where they just want to have big squads and hold things, which we then can transfer that down to Championship with dual reg and loan things. With dual reg with Oldham, we can transfer them young players into that environment. It's only going to bode well for us, because we forget about Josh Johnson, who's done a couple of years playing for Batley with John Keir. Nathan Mason's done it at Batley as well, and he's had a couple of years at Oldham. So we're starting to get the joys of that man football, like man rugby, where they go out there on a Sunday and get beat up and play tough things, and they might get in one or two stinks every now and again. But that's the difference between that and under-19s, where under-19s are very sterile and very clean, and it's probably not as tough, to be fair. My opinion is we all need to bring reserve grade back, but I understand the limitations in doing that.
Batley having a great season so far, aren't they?
Good luck to Johnny's killing it.
Looking at the Leeds game, obviously you said you were disappointed with the result but not the performance, but what are the things you'd like to see improved from that performance going into the weekend?
I think some One is we can get some more experience out there. Two is get another halfback out there, so we can actually get some control. I thought that, like I said in the game, I thought that Leeds having three genuine halves in regards to two halves and a nine and a fullback out there got them home in the end. That little bit of experience, that little bit of quality. Zakaria could put a kick in for the first try, and it was Liam Sutcliffe for running half, and the rest of them did what they needed to do, and Lily kicked the goals, didn't they? So their genuine halves had a fair input on the game. I thought other than that, things were pretty even, but we have an issue with our discipline, which we need to sort out as well.
Hull KR on Sunday, then, if you have a chance to see them this season, obviously not had the results, but performance has not been that bad.
Yeah, we've played them in a trial game, first up trial game, and it was very, very physical. They got some real big people there, and they caused us some trouble, so we've got to do some work on that. And we've got, like I said, the number one thing for me defensively is we need to be disciplined. No matter who we play, we have to be disciplined. Some of the penalties that we're conceding, are within our control. High shots, late tackles, not getting onside, descent, that type of stuff. They're within our control that we can make better. Some other things that are not in our control, we just want a fair crack of the whip out like every coach does. But just not really answering your question there, but what I am saying is that what I want to do is focus on us rather than OKR.
Yeah, and they've got the new head coach in charge as well, James Webster, back in work. Is that featuring to your plans at any point?
No, not at all. We've touched on them a little bit, we'll touch on them again tomorrow, but it's more about, yeah, this is what they do and this is what we're going to do better. So we're at a stage now where we have to be real insular and think about ourselves, and got to basically stick two fingers up to the rest of the world and make sure we do what we do and get out there regardless and get the win.